This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Hope is everybody's hanging in there and staying home, listening to our show. I appreciate that. And, well, I guess the first thing to talk about, well, I my guest today is going to be Neil Levin, and Neil was going to do a consumer lecture this month, and obviously that was canceled, and so hopefully, I'm glad that we have him on, so we're going to kind of do an impromptu little seminar here on supplements and things. And Neil's been the senior nutrition education manager and product formulator for Now Products, Now Foods, and he's done so much over the years. I've been to his a few of his lectures at the corporate office in Chicago there, and also at some of the trade shows. And he knows a lot, folks. And you got the guy. This is the guy to talk to when you want to know what's going on inside your supplements and why you should be taking them and things. And of course, we're going to talk about the immune system. I think that we were planning to do that anyway at the seminar. And it should be interesting. So hang in there. I'd like to get his take on all this and what's going on. But Now is a great company. Been around for over 50 years. They were number two. We have a SPINS data, which is the industry's record keeping of what's going on in the industry and who's doing what, and you know, all the data that comes into that organization, and we go by that a lot. And they're the number two overall supplement brand out there in the country, number one selling amino acid brand, the number one in miscellaneous category. That's all your CoQ10s and alpha lipoic acids and all those you know, little unique items there. They're also number one in non-protein sports supplement brand and the number one essential oil brand. So we're going to, you know, touch on some essential oils too. Voted Chicago's best and brightest company 12 years in a row. That's amazing. And also the best and brightest companies to work for in the nation for six consecutive years. So they got so many awards and so many qualities to them. I remember going through the the plant there in Chicago, and I was just amazed. It was like, you know, walking into Merck or something. It's just had to wear like a hazmat suit like people are wearing today. Excuse me. And, you know, they do it right. They quarantine everything, and which is the word of the week here. And, you know, they test everything. So it's really good quality stuff. So, you know, I'm proud to, have them in our store. I think it is our number one selling brand in the store, right next to our private brand there. Both excellent companies. They have a lot in common, and you know, we'll talk about that too. Just want to remind people again, if you call the store, you'll hear a new message. We are doing the curbside assistance. You can call your orders in, give us a credit card, so it's prepaid, and you can just pick it up at the store. You can call, you know, and we'll, you know, open the door and you can come and grab it. We also doing HollyHillVitamins.com. We're doing orders that way. And we have plenty of stuff in stock. Things are still coming in. We have plenty of the silver. We have plenty of elderberry in stock. We have you know, the vitamin D and all these other good things that are there. We have hydrogen peroxide that you can make sanitizers out of. So, you know, the stocks are good, but it is busy. If you're calling the store, be patient. Sometimes we can't get to the phone as quickly as we can. We have a number of lines, but it's a little difficult. We're taking orders all the time instead of people coming in the store. So the phones are going to be busy at times. So if you're not reaching us right away, you can leave a message or call back. And, you know, we got enough employees still coming in. So that's going on. The hours are 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday so far, and 11 to 4 on Sunday. And I guess it'll be the same next week unless things change. So, you know, hang in there, and we'll take care of you. couple of things that I found interesting in when I was doing a little research on news items and things, and some of it's was found like two or three things that are based on omega-3s that are kind of new and hitting the airwaves here. And this is a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine in this past year in 2019. They showed benefits in people taking higher doses. They're talking around 4,000 milligrams a day of fish oil. Of this drug that I think it's Vascepa, I think is how you pronounce it. And they consist of only EPA. You know, we've done enough shows on omega-3s. You know, there's EPA and DHA in fish and things, and EPA is more considered cardio, and DHA for brain and mood and things like that, vision. And the drug, this drug contains EPA. Well, even with when they did higher doses of this, like kind of double what the prescription was, they found a cardiovascular death reduced by 20%, fatal or non-fatal heart attacks reduced by 31%, fatal or non-fatal stroke reduced by 28%, and hospitalization for unstable angina reduced by 32%. They go on to say that this drug, Vascepa, is marketed to doctors as fish oil that lowers triglycerides without raising LDL cholesterol. And they said, you know, that sounds good because the other drug out there is Lovasa, which I think was one of the first ones out there. They contain both EPA and DHA. They felt though that the patients taking the EPA only drug, right? The Vascepa drug is not, they're not taking other fish oils, so they're not getting the DHA, which is important for, like I said, the brains and the eyes and things like that. The funny thing about the article is that it goes on. It's like $300 a month for this EPA-only drug, and this is about, you know, 7 to 10 times higher than you can get the comparable amounts of EPA and DHA in a supplement, you know, that we sell. It's not, I don't think their fish is any, our special type of fish out there like that. So, you know, it's funny. It's, we've been, you know, touting the fish oils for lowering triglycerides and helping with the heart for years and years. And now the, New England Journal of Medicine is kind of agreeing with all that. Another related article is about asthma. I found that in two different, publications. This was International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, that people that worked at a fish factory had lower incidence of asthma. They went to check it out and their omega-3 levels were higher than the average person out there. And, the asthma, where they found that people who had these higher omega-3s from marine oils were significantly associated with a decreased risk of having asthma or asthma-like symptoms up to 62%. So, you know, that's the trick, folks. You know, you got to decrease those omega-6 consumption, which you get from the vegetable oils and things, and raise that omega-3 up that you can get from fish oils and other things like, you know, some nuts that convert and things like that, like walnuts and things. So, you know, asthma keeps going up and up. I know it's in my family, and they don't get much benefit. Half the people, they say, don't even get much benefit from the drugs out there. So, you know, it's something to think about. You know, just raising your fish oils, you can still take your medication if you need to, but you might need less if you increased your omega-3s or eating the wild fish and things like that. So that's a little bit going on too. So that's about it. I wanted to make it quick to get Neil. I'm sure we have a lot to talk about. And if you got a call, you want to call, you can call the station at 215-855-8211. All right, guys, be right back.
At Now Foods, their mission statement says it best: to provide value in products and services that empower people to live healthier lives. Now Foods embodies everything that is right about the natural products industry: exceptional product quality, affordable prices, and superior service, topped off by over 40 years of experience. With over 1,600 product offerings, Now Selection remains one of the most extensive in the natural products industry, including vitamins, dietary supplements, natural foods, sports nutrition, herbs, essential oils, fresh herbal extracts, health and beauty, joint support, and nutritional oils. Now products are available locally at Holly Hill Health Foods, North Wales, where they share a commitment to make health affordable and to educate their customers. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, North Wales, located on Route 63 between Route 202 and North Wales Road. Now, nutrition for optimal wellness. March comes in like a lion at Holly Hill Health Foods with savings of up to 65% off on selected popular vitamin companies. Prepare now for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a bottle of 30 regular strength 10 milligram capsules is only $35.95 after in-store coupon. And a bottle of 30 extra strength 20 milligram capsules is only $45.45. That's 35 to 40% off after all discounts. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies. Get relief with Holly Hill's own brand of Aller-7. It's the most clinically studied natural allergy product on the market. Aller-7 promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Many times you'll feel relief the same day. A bottle of 90 tablets is only $24.69. That's 35% off. Discuss your health issues free of charge with Holly Hill's caring staff and learn more on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPV, AM 1440.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother.
That's Jeff's choice, now, folks. Funk now. All right, Neil, my friend.
Do I have to rap?
Oh my goodness, that woke me up. So there you go, Neil Levin is the senior nutrition education manager and a product formulator for NOW. He is a board certified clinical nutritionist with a sense of humor and a diplomat in advanced nutritional laboratory assessment, and is the past president of the American Nutrition Association. So, Neil, I guess we were right to cancel that that lecture, huh?
We were. I was kind of sad about it. I was looking forward to seeing everybody there, but oh well. We'll do it again sometime.
Well, yeah, please. Yeah, we have to put you up in front of our wall of orange in the store there. Neil, I've been selling NOW products for, you know, over 20 years myself there, and I know in our store it's our biggest selling line there, you know, right along with the Holly Hill brand, which you're familiar with, the people who make that too. And you guys just are just incredible, and I don't mind, you know, boasting about it. The orders come very quickly. You're always, if you're out of something, it's usually back the next week or so. And is it going crazy over there, keeping up with demand and things?
It is. We have a hard time getting raw materials. For one thing, about 60 to 70%, maybe two-thirds of raw materials used to make natural products nationwide, not just our company, only come from China.
Yeah, people get a little freaked about that.
And they are worried about that. We get calls every day about that. But what I like to tell them is that China makes most of the pharmaceutical-grade materials. So what is pharmaceutical-grade? It's the highest quality, best tested, tested for purity, identity, strength, contaminants, adulterants. You know, there's nothing that's tested more than a pharmaceutical-grade material.
Right.
And most pharmaceutical-grade materials come from China.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they've cornered the market on things like vitamin C or alpha-lipoic acid, where you can only buy it from China.
Mm.
And there is another ascorbic acid made with, we believe, Chinese materials in Scotland, and it's several times as expensive, so that doesn't seem to be a way to get around that.
Mm.
And you know, the point is that if it's pharmaceutical grade, it's been tested to the nth degree, and then we retest it when we get it.
Well,
so we don't trust them.
Right,
you know,
right.
Confirm, verify, don't trust.
Right, exactly. I know you guys quarantine things and when they come in and have it all tested, so there really shouldn't be any concern. How come we don't make vitamin C? Why you would think that's such a simple thing to do. Is it the cost and things? And
yeah, they used to make vitamin C in this country, but everyone moved offshore. China had brand new factories and much cheaper labor. And, you know, since we're able to test for heavy metals and micro contamination and pesticides and things like that, we're not that concerned about getting bad materials because we also audit our suppliers. We actually had an auditor stuck in China during the January crisis there who was inspecting suppliers.
Wow.
And the FDA has done 500 audits in China, auditing suppliers, because they want to make sure they're following good manufacturing practices if they're exporting to the U.S. So the FDA has not only done the audits, but they've trained the auditors in China who are working for the Chinese government. So the Chinese government is coming up to speed with following FDA-level quality procedures.
When I went to your place and toured the factory there and the warehouses and stuff, it's very impressive, you know, what you guys do. And I don't know what the general public's view of you know, still making things in the garage kind of thing. it's amazing how structured and scientific, and you had to watch your step and cover your clothes and your hair and all the laboratory rooms and how they're isolated and everything is cleaned separately and stuff. You guys just do a great, great job on that.
Thanks. I mean, everyone's heard lately about personal protective equipment, PPEs.
Right.
And we use that in our production all the time because we don't want our employees to be inhaling dust and powders, and we actually vacuum dust out of the room and scrub it from the air and collect it when we're processing. So, you know, we have very extensive avoiding cross-contamination and allergens and things like that. And one reason we do that so extensively, we're the largest family-owned business in the natural products industry. And that allows us to make decisions based on long-term stability of the company, and our founder was a chemist and was very interested in the science of everything and having everything be documented. We're one of the first companies 20 years ago to get certified for good manufacturing practices.
Right.
The first class.
Wow.
And we've always been the top rated in that type of activity. And the number I've heard is we've invested something like $100 million in our lab facilities. We've got 160 people out of about 1,400 employees working on quality control and testing. I mean, it's outrageous how big and extensive we are. And we develop and publish test methods that are used by industry as an example of how advanced we are. We have the most advanced pesticide testing on Earth. We actually demonstrate our methods at scientific conferences to other chemists.
Amazing, and I think we might have talked about this on some past shows, but your prices are really good too. And in saying that, I want to link that to all the trademarked ingredients that you use, and I want people to understand what that entails when, you know, something has a little R with a circle around it next to a name on your product there.
Yeah, Jim, that's a great point, because trademark materials are from the same supplier. And I like to use an example. If you bought a car and you wanted to upgrade the stereo, you could put in a Pioneer, Sony, Kenwood, you know, some of these name brand stereos. It's a name brand component. In the same way, we're using name brand ingredients in our products, which you can compare between brands, apples to apples, and why are we less expensive if it's the same material from the same supplier, the same quality?
Right.
And it's because we don't spend much on marketing. We spend a lot on testing. We're making about half the profit margin of the publicly traded companies, because we can see that in their annual reports. So we know that they're making a lot more than we are on our products, and we don't need to mark up our products and sell them for twice as much to consumers to make money to market to the consumers or to have fancier packaging. You know, it's simply not necessary. We're a quality brand, but we're a value brand. And that's how we started, and that's our focus. The family is willing to take less money and invest more into the company, and that's to the benefit of the consumer.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic. All right, let's get to the nitty-gritty, Neil. You are going to come down here and read us the riot report on your immune system. So I want to hear what's on your mind when it comes to that and what we can do.
Okay. Well, the problem is viruses don't have good medical treatments, and we've all heard that in the news recently. Antibiotics do nothing against viruses. if you have a viral infection, they might give you antibiotics to help get rid of secondary infection.
Mm.
But it's not going to affect the virus. The other thing is people get flu vaccine. The flu vaccine is normally between 10 and 50% effective against the flu strains that are going around during the season, because they have to start preparing them like 6 months in advance. They have to guess which strains are going to be there, and it's usually only one or two of the three strains in the flu vaccine that are actually working. So on average, it's 40 to 50% effective to get a flu vaccine. There is nothing like the 90-plus percent for measles or those kind of things. You know, nowhere near that, because these viruses mutate and their gene expression changes. And so the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, appropriately tells us to use a tissue, throw it away, wash your hands often and long enough, use alcohol-based hand cleaners, avoid contact with sick people. Those are all good strategies.
Right.
But here's the deal. The immune system has really two different activities. There's innate immunity, which is a hardwired rapid response team of immune cells. If they encounter some invader or undesirable organism, they attack it. And that's good. They're the scouts, but they're armed.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is nonspecific immunity. That's a nonspecific immunity. It's not using antibodies. There's no trained response. There's no allergen or antigen that's been identified in that organism that the immune system makes cells to attack. That's a response. That's not an immediate effect. So the nonspecific immunity depends on certain things. It depends on, first of all, vitamin D, because vitamin D makes the weapons of the immune system much more effective. Macrophages can blast their enemies. I'll use it in war terms here.
Yeah.
They can blast their enemies with more powerful weapons if vitamin D is on the receptors. So vitamin D actually activates this non-specific immunity, the scouts, the innate immunity,
right,
and is very powerful there. The other thing is viruses respond to the nutritional status of the person. And this is something that's pretty well known but is not being talked about in the media. And it kind of frustrates me that it's not. There's evidence the nutrient status of a person affects the genetic expression of a virus, of all viruses. And viruses sense if you're weak and they act up. They respond more aggressively. And they even have a gene expression that changes in response to perceived nutrient deficiencies. And one of the main ones is called oxidative stress, if you're lacking antioxidants. And they've looked at a number of antioxidants, vitamin A, zinc, selenium, the antioxidants in elderberry, and all these things. And in studies, the virus stands down more if there's sufficient antioxidants. And if they supplement something like selenium or zinc or vitamin A or vitamin C or elderberry, it actually reduces the level or the aggressiveness of the virus. It does not prevent the virus. Let me make that clear. But it does let your immune system fight it off better.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's an important thing. You know, the immune system has a certain competence based on being nutritionally satisfied. And the virus senses that. The virus is scoping out how weak a cell is. And if it's strong, it's harder for it to dig in and inject its DNA and start replicating. And the weaker the cell is, the more likely it's going to make more copies of itself and spread in the body and become more virulent.
Mm.
So the gene expression itself is determined by how the virus senses the nutrient status of the person.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's kind of, I like watching those kind of animals in the wild shows and stuff, and Yeah, right. They go at the predator. They go after the weak in the herd there, because it's just easier for them to get their prey, and it's you stay strong and healthy. That's a good point, that people are trying to take products here that's going to prevent that virus. But the whole idea is what you're saying is to build that the host up so it doesn't have that much of an effect or on you.
So we need the antioxidants, we need the vitamin D, and we can get a lot of those in a multivitamin. Almost any multivitamin will give you a good amount, and you might have to take an extra vitamin D unless you're taking one of the unusual multivitamins that have thousands of international units of vitamin D. But then there's another pillar of immunity, which is our probiotics. About two-thirds or more of our immunity occurs in the gut. And probiotic bacteria and other microbes, including probiotic yeasts like Saccharomyces boulardii, have a role in discouraging the growth of undesirable organisms there. They both crowd them out, as well as making substances that attack or discourage the undesirable organisms, and even counteract some of the toxins made by these undesirable organisms. So, because we always have not only viruses, but E. coli, Salmonella, botulism, these things are in the environment, and our immune system can handle them to a degree if our immune system is intact. But we need the healthy probiotics to be able to do that.
Okay. Neil, would you mind taking a phone call here?
Sure.
Yeah, all right, Cole, you're on with Neil Levin. Hello?
Cole? Hello. It's Margaret. I have a question for the gentleman. The what he was just saying about vitamin C, we also know that with the coronavirus, two of the symptoms are the loss of smell as well as taste. Given the fact that vitamin C balances out zinc, is there any correlation, has there been any correlation between the amount of the levels of zinc and vitamin C in a person and their response to the coronavirus?
All right, but thank you, Cole.
In other words, are they more susceptible if they have either lower levels of C or zinc?
Neil, maybe you can talk in general terms there, because you're not a doctor or anything. We can't give out medical advice, but what about the role of zinc and vitamin C?
Well, zinc is in that category of antioxidant minerals, as is copper, because they're both precursors of antioxidant enzymes in the body, like SOD. And so we need them for immunity, because we need this antioxidant status, the lack of antioxidant, of oxidative stress, I should say, which is part of the immunity. So you need an adequate amount. If you take a multivitamin every day, you might have enough for immunity to work properly. If you need a little extra, you can go up to 30 or 50 milligrams of zinc a day as a supplement. If you go higher than that, you might need to add some copper to balance it, though.
Yeah, that's another thing, that the people who are zinc deficient, and I guess it's hard for people to know if they're zinc deficient without testing done, that's who will feel the real impact of taking that, correct?
Yes. Yeah. And actually, there's a report from Shanghai, from a hospital there, that if they give their patients several grams of vitamin C a day, that they actually were taken out of the intensive care days sooner than other patients. This has not been confirmed.
Right.
And this is under medical right. authorization. You know, they're in intensive care, so there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I think
there.
It's
not just a supplement.
Right, I think it's intravenous, too, if I recall there, maybe.
Well, they were doing some oral and some intravenous, but that's actually a pretty low dose if they're doing like 3 or 4 grams a day.
Yeah, it's true.
To do it intravenously.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, some people are claiming online that doing a huge dose would be effective. I actually prefer to get antioxidants in a broad range. I take pycnogenol, the pine bark extract, which is something like 50 times as strong of an antioxidant as vitamin C. Yeah. I take alpha-lipoic acid, which recycles vitamin C. Mm. You know, I like having this variety of antioxidants in my body because they all work on different levels, do different things, and support each other.
Right, yeah, I think that's a misconception out there, too, that when the term antioxidant, people think of it as one thing, but there's 1,000 different types of antioxidants that use different pathways in the body.
And, like, vitamin C can get oxidized and turn into a pro-oxidant.
Yeah, right.
If you don't have other supporting antioxidants. So just loading up on one isn't necessarily the most wise strategy. It's not a nutritional strategy to do that.
Right, right.
It's more of a therapeutic strategy.
Yeah.
And that requires a lot of expertise to do that.
I know the zinc lozenges, your elderberry and zinc lozenge, also your sambucus and C and zinc. What I'm gathering from that is that it's a better thing when you first get that first symptom of a sore throat or something like that, but it's not as preventatively.
It won't prevent anything except it might enhance the not only the immune response but the response of the virus to the cell,
mm-hmm.
where the virus just is a little more calm, relaxed, not as activated because it senses the antioxidants are there, and the vitamin D and the other nutrients, it just does not see a good opportunity to wreak havoc. Just think about it. A virus doesn't want to kill you because that's not going to be efficient for it in the long run. It's better if it makes you sick and you can spread it to somebody else for the viral long-term pathway, you know, for its survival.
Right, right. Yeah, that's strange. All right, Neil, we're going to take a quick break, come back, talk a little bit about the immune system. Maybe we'll touch on a couple of products and some essential oils. Be right back with Neil Levin.
At Now Foods, their mission statement says it best, to provide value in products and services that empower people to live healthier lives. Now Foods embodies everything that is right about the natural products industry. Exceptional product quality, affordable prices, and superior service. Topped off by over 40 years of experience. With over 1,600 product offerings, Now Selection remains one of the most extensive in the natural products industry, including vitamins, dietary supplements, natural foods, sports nutrition, herbs, essential oils, fresh herbal extracts, health and beauty, joint support, and nutritional oils. Now products are available locally at Holly Hill Health Foods, North Wales, where they share a commitment to make health affordable and to educate their customers. Holly Hill Health Foods, in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, North Wales, located on Route 63 between Route 202 and North Wales Road. Now, nutrition for optimal wellness. At Holly Hill Health Foods, we care about you. And we are here to help with savings on popular vitamins, minerals, herbs, and formulas. We will get through this current emergency together. However, in order to adhere to regulations to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19 throughout our community, Holly Hill Health Foods is now accepting only curbside and online orders. Customers will not be permitted to enter the store until further notice. Orders can be placed by calling Holly Hill Health Foods at 215-361-7770 or through our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Curbside orders will be accepted from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Sundays. All curbside orders must be called in and prepaid by credit card. We thank you for your understanding and patience as we navigate these difficult times. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Pre-order by calling 215-361-7770 or online, hollyhillvitamins.com.
WMPV AM 1440.
Head out.
All right, guys, we're talking with Neil Levin. He's the Senior Nutrition Education Manager and Product Formulator for Now, and he's a board-certified clinical nutritionist with a diplomat in Advanced Nutritional Laboratory Assessment. And we're talking about the immune system. And any final thoughts on that before we move on to some products or things, Neil?
Yeah, just a reminder, nutrients and nutritional status is not going to prevent you from being exposed to a virus or actually catching the virus. It might help your immune system where you end up with a relatively mild flu or a normal type flu, which a lot of people have been reporting. versus people with pre-existing conditions or possibly nutrient deficiencies. We don't know because they're not reporting that, who are ending up in intensive care, and you know, this is becoming a big problem with the numbers of people getting into there. So we're not claiming any of the products will prevent the exposure or the illness. We simply want to support the immune system so that hopefully people can resist it as the body is designed to do.
That's good advice. We did talk about zinc and C and D, and I think you also mentioned selenium, which is also a very good antioxidant. What are other products that you guys carry that, that can bolster the immune system as well?
A lot of them are out of stock, though, because
that's
such a
run
on them.
I know.
I would definitely go for the probiotics.
Yeah, the probiotics, right.
And we have a wide range of probiotics. One of them is that probiotic yeast, Saccharomyces
boulardii. Yeah, can you have a little bit more detail? I don't think most people are familiar with that kind of strain or that type of a probiotic.
Yeah, the body needs not just bacteria, but other probiotics. And if you don't have them, there's an opportunity for things like candida, as one example, to overgrow. We always have a little bit of that in our system, but if we have a probiotic yeast, a good yeast, that's filling that environmental niche in the intestine and discouraging the growth of other types, that helps keep them down within manageable level. That's a normal function of the immune system to be able to do that. And if you don't have the probiotic yeast, then you're more likely, especially if you take antibiotics, that you're killing off a lot of your probiotics and these opportunistic yeasts can grow. But antibiotics will not, just like they don't kill viruses, they're not going to kill yeast either. They only kill bacteria. So you want these environmental protectors there, whether you have antibiotics or not, to protect you. And they also put out substances that detoxify toxins made by yeast or other organisms in the body. You know, they just keep things a lot cleaner. They fuel intestinal cells so that your intestinal wall is stronger, your barrier. So, you know, they have a number of interesting functions.
Yeah, that's something. So if you're on an antibiotic, the Saccharomyces strain is probably a preferable, or at least that should be going along with that.
Yeah, I actually take it twice a day, which I usually take it once a day, but I doubled up on my vitamin D and my, all my probiotics because of the current health issues.
One of your products that one of our top selling products from now is your D and K supplements, and that's a trend in the industry that you're probably noticing, that a lot of companies are starting to put K in along with D, and maybe you can just quickly go over that.
Yeah, vitamin D. I mean, its main role that it's known for is helping calcium absorb.
Right.
That's not the only thing it does. At higher doses, beyond the daily value or RDA. It helps with immunity. It helps with helping balance and preventing sways and falls. That's actually a claim in Europe that's allowed. It helps with cardiovascular health. If you look at the risk of cardiovascular events, it increases dramatically as vitamin D levels go down in the bloodstream, in the serum. So, you know, there's evidence that it has a lot of roles and a lot of different aspects of the way the body works if you have adequate amounts. And the adequate amounts are, you know, 8 or 10 times the RDA. So it's, you know, quite a bit more than you would typically find in a multivitamin. And that's why I take separate vitamin D. Vitamin K, on the other hand, there's vitamin K1 that helps with clotting. And there's vitamin K2, which is normally in fermented foods. And that helps with carrying calcium out of the bloodstream into cells and tissues, for example, bones. And if you don't have adequate vitamin K2, you're not going to be able to transport them. You're more likely to have calcium deposits, which is obviously not good.
Right. Yeah, that causes probably the most problems out there. People don't realize that the calcium deposits probably causes more heart disease than anything else.
Well, calcium deposit in the artery is a secondary feature to plaque formation, right, which is, yeah, there's a lesion. There's a collagen breakdown in the arteries that is being patched with a sticky plaque, and then calcium ends up gravitating there. So it's, you know, it's not a first sign. It's kind of a later sign of the development of stiffening arteries. But it's really caused by a lack of collagen, and a lot of times that's insufficient antioxidants like vitamin C and things like that, again, have been implicated. In animal studies, they can actually generate plaque by starving them of vitamin C. So there seems to be a good animal model, at least, for how this occurs.
Yeah, because they generally manufacture their own, except for a couple of species. They're interesting. Yeah. Well, we got a few minutes left, about 5 minutes left or so, and I wanted to touch on the essential oils because I knew you were going to discuss some of that at the seminar there. And you guys are like the number one brand out there for essential oils out there. I know there's a lot of folklore behind it, and I'm wondering if there's some science as well to go along with that and helping people with certain, you know, situations.
Well, a lot of it's folklore. We know that diffusing oils, it tends to purify the air. We have a blend that's out of stock now, Nature's Shield, which is similar to the Thieves oils, which have been around for centuries.
Yeah, tell people about that. I don't think most people know that.
Well, the story on Thieves oil is that it's a blend of essential oils that supposedly during the Black Plague years, the doctors would stuff these spices and herbs in a mask, like a gourd type mask,
right,
and breathe through it if they were treating a sick person. And supposedly thieves who wanted to rob sick or dead people's homes who had died of the plague didn't want to catch the plague, and they would adopt these masks and breathe through these herbs. So that the herbs that are used are clove, lemon, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. And blending these, you end up with something you could diffuse and theoretically clear the air of some of these things. Everyone's probably used or seen the orange sprays that people use.
Right,
sprays,
sure.
To clear the air, and it clears out odors and things like that. It does tend to purify the air, and it's just using citrus essential oil. And there is some citrus essential oil in this. So you could see how these things have benefits. Rosemary is a good antioxidant, and cinnamon bark. You know, some of these are spicier things that probably have an effect on microbes in the air. There's not a lot of good science on there, but clearing the air of particulates and things, you know, if it's going to clear the air of smoke, it is going to tend to purify the air around you of things that are floating around. That can't be a bad thing in this day and age.
You know, I always think when it comes to the bronchioles and the lungs that eucalyptus, I remember going into eucalyptus rooms at spas and things and just breathing it in. That's a pretty cool essential oil there.
Yeah, or things that contain camphor, including lavender.
Yeah.
Which you end up, you know, you have that Bengay or Tiger Balm type effect.
Yeah.
Where you get the chest rubs and things where they're aromatic and they open the breathing passages.
Right.
Those are all the essential oils doing that.
Yeah, and you guys are pretty moderately priced when it comes to your essential oils. I know there's some companies out there that are very expensive and some are sold, direct sales and things like that. What do you guys go through to make your essential oils there?
Well, almost all the essential oils are steam distilled. A few of them are fractionally distilled, which means some undesirable components are distilled out of the essential oil. That's unusual, but there's a few like that. And most of the citrus oils are cold pressed from the peel. So they're minimally processed. You know, they're not using solvents or things like that. And I'll tell you a secret. Most companies that sell essential oils package them and market them and mark them up like perfumes.
Mm.
And I'm sure a lot of your listeners know how expensive perfumes are compared to the ingredients. We don't do the same thing. We mark it up like it's a vitamin or a shampoo or something. We take a much, much smaller profit on these things.
Yeah.
Because we're a value brand. We don't see the point of selling it like a perfume when our customers want something that's affordable and good quality.
I think that's the perception, that if something is very expensive, it must be better, which is true in a lot of advertising and in a lot of products. You're right. Yeah, interesting. And your diffuser is like a number one seller out there, too.
Yeah, we use ultrasonic diffusers that do not heat the oil. They use ultrasonic vibration to churn up bubbles and build up pressure in a chamber to force a stream of cool vapor from the diffuser. So it's actually a safer one to use around. One caution, don't use it around open fish tanks because the oil can settle and suffocate the fish. Cats are very sensitive to citrus oils and certain oils.
Yeah.
And any kind of pet, they should be able to leave the area if they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Birds cannot tolerate essential oils
either. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I wanted people to know, too, that Now makes a line of great cosmetic products, too. Their sea buckthorn is very popular. We sell a lot of that lotion there. And that's really good for dryness and things like that, too. And your carrier oils, too, your glycerin, which just came back into stock there because people were looking for that to mix their oils and your jojoba and all that. You guys just do – how many products in general do you guys have?
We have about 1,400 products. About 1,000 of them are supplements. We also have
the food,
a couple hundred personal care items and a couple hundred foods.
Yeah, and you're going non-GMO – you're almost completely non-GMO soon, or what's going
on? The foods have been non-GMO for years.
Right.
The only things that are questionable in terms of our other ingredients are highly processed ingredients. Sometimes we'll buy a natural flavor that has a lecithin or a vitamin E in there.
Oh, I see.
And it's so processed, you test it, it's GMO-free.
Right.
But they don't have documentation that it's from non-GMO sources. It wasn't tested before they processed it. And that's what we require to call it non-GMO.
Yeah.
So I'd say 90% of our products have good documentation.
Right.
And the ones that are highly purified, where there's no GMOs in there, sometimes that's a problem getting documentation.
Neil, thank you so much for being on. I think it was very educational. I appreciate you taking your time to do this today, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Stay healthy, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. All right, guys. Remember, be patient. Call the store if you need something. Go to HollyHillVitamins.com. We're there to help you, and we appreciate your business. Take care.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.
At Now Foods, their mission statement says it best, to provide value in products and services that empower people to live healthier lives. Now Foods embodies everything that is right about the natural products industry. Exceptional product quality, affordable prices, and superior service, topped off by over 40 years of experience. With over 1,600 product offerings, Now Selection remains one of the most extensive in the natural products industry, including vitamins, dietary supplements, natural foods, sports nutrition, herbs, essential oils, fresh herbal extracts, health and beauty, joint support, and nutritional oils. Now products are available locally at Holly Hill Health Foods, North Wales, where they share a commitment to make health affordable and to educate their customers. Holly Hill Health Foods, in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, North Wales, located on Route 63 between Route 202 and North Wales Road. Now, nutrition for optimal wellness. March comes in like a lion at Holly Hill Health Foods with savings of up to 65% off on selected popular vitamin companies. Prepare now for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a bottle of 30 regular strength 10 milligram capsules is only $35.95 after in-store coupon. And a bottle of 30 extra strength 20 milligram capsules is only $45.45. That's 35 to 40% off after all discounts. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies. Get relief with Holly Hill's own brand of Aller-7. It's the most clinically studied natural allergy product on the market. Aller-7 promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Many times you'll feel relief the same day. A bottle of 90 tablets is only $24.69. That's 35% off. Discuss your health issues free of charge with Holly Hill's caring staff and learn more on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off MSRP.